So for this cycle, differentiating to the carbon cycle, our largest reservoir then is in the atmosphere. The stability of that triple bond ensures that only a few organisms are able to use the elemental form of nitrogen as a source of nitrogen. The activation energy to break the triple bond is an enormous number, 950 kilojoules per mole. Now, if you want to break a bond readily, then you're looking for something that's the order of 20 to 40 kilojoules per mole. So you can get an idea of the magnitude of this thing. It's an enormous activation barrier. So microorganisms then are able to do this process. They take the nitrogen, they fix it then into bioavailable forms of nitrogen, such as nitrate and ammonium. The ammonium is retained in soils. Why do you expect ammonium would be retained in soil? Why? Charged positively, so? Yep, it's going to bind to clays, it's going to bind to humic matter. That concept of the cation exchange capacity, this is something that will bind because it's a cation. In contrast, the anion, which is nitrate, highly soluble, goes through the soil, gets into the groundwater quite readily. So mankind then is heavily involved in the nitrogen cycle, because if plants are going to be relying on bioavailable forms of nitrogen, then they can't use what's found in the atmosphere. They'll be limited quite frequently by it. So man uses nitrogen fertilizers in a very large sort of scale. Nitrate, as it's soluble, can be found in drinking water supplies. Once it gets into a drinking water supply, then it causes problems for digestive systems. There's a thing called blue baby syndrome, where kids that are fed with water that contains nitrate in it, as babies, turn blue. And then once they turn blue, they take them off to the hospital to get them fixed with the fact that they've